The Playwright as Poet, an Introduction. Two sides of the same coin, most would say, and without doubt for the majority of authors in this wide-ranging collection, that would be absolutely right. Shakespeare was equally at home with drama or poetry, but he was exceptional. We have not seen his like before or since on such a scale. His contemporaries, Fletcher, Fairfax, and the many more that followed, sometimes also wove their verse into their dramas and comedies. Others, such as Marlowe and Ben, wrote both within their plays and as separate works. Words are an exceptional creation, the building blocks of language built to convey, discuss, and share our most complex thoughts and ideas. And writers, whether they be of prose, poetry, or plays, use their given or honed gifts in elaborate ways to explore themes, reflect on happenings, the inky blood that helps shape our cultural bodies, our human spirit.
Song of the Furies by Aeschylus. Up and lead the dance of fate, lift the song that mortals hate, tell what rights are ours on earth, over all of human birth. Swift of foot to avenge are we, he whose hands are clean and pure, naught our wrath to dread hath he, calm his cloudless days endure. But the man that seeks to hide, like him, his gore-bedewed hands, witnesses to them that died, the blood avengers at his side, the Furies' troop forever stands. O'er our victim, come, begin. Come, the incantation sing, frantic all, and maddening to the heart, a brand of fire, the Furies' hymn. That which claims the senses dim, tuneless to the gentle lyre, withering the soul within. The pride of all of human birth, all glorious in the eye of day, dishonored slowly melts away, trod down and trampled to the earth. Whene'er our dark stolen troop advances, whene'er our feet lead on the dismal dances. For light our footsteps are, and perfect is our might. Awful remembrances of guilt and crime, implacable to mortal prayer, far from the gods, unhonored and heaven's light. We hold our voiceless dwellings dread, all unapproached by living or by dead. What mortal feels not awe, nor trembles at our name, hearing our fate-appointed power sublime, fixed by the eternal law? For old our office and our fame, might never yet of its due honors fail, though neath the earth our realm in unsunned regions pale.
Fragment from Aeschylus. The man who rightly acts without coercion will not be grieved, can never wholly sink in wretchedness, while the lawless criminal is forcibly dragged under in the current of time, when from the shattered mast the elements rip down his sails. He shouts. There is no ear to hear him, struggling, hopeless, at the maelstrom's centre. Gods laugh at the transgressor now, watching him, his pride now wrecked, caught in desperation's shackles. He flees the rocks in vain. His fortunes smash on retribution's reef, and unmourned, he is engulfed.
Long Life Not to be Desired by Sophocles. Who, loving life, hath sought to outrun the appointed span, shall be arraigned before my thought for an infatuate man. Since the added years entail much that is bitter, joy flies out of ken, desire doth fail, the wished-for moments cloy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?